Well, and also the Austin Country Club Labor Day tournament in later years was at Labor Day, so these city championships would start the 1st of August, and they'd go along, and then the finalists would, they just wouldn't play. They'd go play in the Austin Country Club deal, and then they'd come back and finish. I ran across that once or twice. That's
I don't know. I don't think I ever played like that, but the Labor Day tournament was usually on that weekend, and it was over with. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't postponed. Like, usually the city championship and the tournaments of Munich championship and all those tournaments out at the Munich were like that. And the country club itself, just the country club championship was like that, where they played over several weeks.
Now, in 1940, you won the city championship. Do you recall who you beat in the finals? The players... At that time included Buck Lewis and Adolph Bach and George C. Holm Jr. and Claude Weil Jr., Dudley Kruger, W.R. Long. Those guys had been winning it a few years before and afterwards. E.L. Hawkins.
It could have been Dudley Kruger. I'm not sure. You just asked me off the top of my head.
How good of a player was Dudley?
Oh, Dudley was a wonderful player. He was... A little different from the average. He liked to play trick shots. he liked to do things like bounce a ball on his putter up and down, or take an iron and bounce it. He could do things like that. And he was just a regular clown around the golf course. He did. Dudley, I don't think Dudley would like to hit an impossible shot rather than just a plain ordinary shot, if you know what I'm talking about. If he had a shot where he had to hit around a cedar tree and then up over another one and drop on the green and back it up, that was a shot he'd like. That's just my... Mm-hmm. Memory of Dudley. He was a master of all kinds of shots, you see. He
was a true shot maker.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I don't think he tried, had a look for a square divot or anything like that. I don't think he had that in his mind when he hit.